Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey guys, welcome to the Bowhunter Planet studio, and here with Matt. Good to see you, man.
Welcome to the studio. Yeah, thanks for having me down.
It's nice to have another Michigander come on down and see us. You know, it's every once in a while, like I was telling you, we'll get some people come in, visit, see the studio in person. So it's actually nice. It's also nice to sit down and do an interview without having to do it over the phone.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
In fact, we were live last night together on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool to finally see this place. I've always seen the videos and stuff, but this place is sweet.
Is it bigger than you thought? Or
it
smaller?
It is bigger. Yeah,
it's pretty big. It's about 2,000 square feet, I think. 2,400 actually.
Yeah, it's awesome. You guys got this finished up real nice.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's a nice feel because it's warm, right? You're not like outside for everything. You can get things done, and you know, as well as when I'm filming, it's a lot easier to. And we also have like our podcast room, which is actually in here. I'll show you later, but I found that like. This setup is a little bit nicer now, like in the floor. Like we didn't used to use the floor for this type of stuff, but like I've been really, really liking just doing these out here. It's just a better feel. And to be honest, it's easier with the one camera because I can like cut to you and me from one instead of have to work about like six cameras. This is much easier setup. But so Matt, tell me, you know, you're making broadheads, obviously wreck broadheads, and tell me what has been the biggest concern for you so far in the industry with broadheads. Is it something where like it's just harder than you thought it'd be? Is it easier than you thought it'd be? Like, what are some of the hard parts and easy parts, I guess, so far from what you've seen?
Well, it's it's definitely been hard. There's no denying that. And I think that's just, you know, the competitive nature of broadheads in general. There's so many broadheads on the market.
Yeah.
And there's so many good broadheads on the market too. There's a lot of different designs. You know, just business in general is hard, you know, just, you know, trying to get a new brand built and off the ground, I think has been the hardest challenge is just trying to become known in the industry, that, you know, there's a couple of ways to go about that. It either takes a lot of marketing dollars or it takes a lot of just, on the road, pounding the pavement and working the shows. And obviously social media now has made it a little easier than I can imagine what it was, you know, 20 years ago, but
that was straight relationships and money.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine, you know, that's back when, magazine ads were pretty much your only advertisement or just, you know,
can't imagine
up shaking hands. But yeah, so it's been difficult just trying to get our name out there, especially we launched during COVID, our first launch, you know, we kind of talked about it last night.
The worst time.
Yeah, day one, we set up a trade show, our booth at the Lansing Deer and Turkey Expo, and this was going to be our first public launch. And they come in an hour after setting up and said, "Nope, tear down. You guys got to go home. The governor shut the state down." And we're like, "Oh, so this is how it's going to go, right?" And so for the next 2 years, it was just kind of interesting. You know, a lot of social media, though. Social media kind of saved us through all that.
Yep.
But it's been nice to be able to get back out now and really go out and work some of these shows and show people our product and stuff. So But yeah, broadheads are a very cutthroat product. They're very saturated. It's probably a little bit of misinformation out there. Yeah,
and they do a lot of cutting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No pun intended.
Well, exactly. So I don't know. I mean, it's been a really fun process, but it's been a learning process, and
I think we started the archery repair kit this year, and to be honest, it was definitely a lot harder than I thought it'd be to sell something. Like, it's easier for us because we're trying to sell direct to the consumers, but when I started reaching out to pro shops, it was a lot harder than I thought it'd be for them to sell it. And I learned right away, like, okay, the game of sales is not easy. That's definitely not easy. And it's not just sell it, it's push it. You know what I mean? Because at first, when you're new, no one's just going to go buy it. You have to push it somehow. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's their job to do that. I'm just saying, like, if you can get them to like you enough to, like, you know, I'll tell people about Rec Broadheads, and I'll not only will I tell them about it, I'll say, hey, try this. I tried it. It was great, you know.
Yep.
But where you're going to get that's pretty slim. And I learned that the hard way with the repair kits, because I didn't think that through. I just thought it'd be easy. I'll be honest. I was like, oh, people are just going to buy it. It's just a no-brainer. It's like a kit. It's the same price or less than a pack of broadheads. Sure. And I'm thinking, oh, people will just grab it. But no, that if you don't have myself like promoting or pushing it, you know. So I found that online sales were a lot easier. I could easily sell them online compared to trying to get a shop ticket. Plus, you're losing the commission. You know, there's a lot more money you're losing there, of course, per unit. So that makes it hard, too, because then you have to really think through the business of it, right? I mean, that's the
And you know, you've got to have a competitive dealer program too. We've really, really learned that. You know, it's one thing to have a good quality product, but at the end of the day, these shops they have to pay the electricity bill and keep the lights on. You know, so they're gonna more times than not lean towards the product that has a higher margin. You know, because they can make more money on it, they can move more units. But then also, kind of what our one of our new reps just told me the other day, said, you know, we can get you the placement, we can get you in the stores, but it's your job as a manufacturer to make sure you're doing the marketing to get these things off the shelves, you know?
Fair enough,
So it's...
What would you say for the ones that haven't taken it, that you have approached or tried to get it into a store, what would you say their biggest concerns are?
I think the biggest concern when I talk to dealers, you know, we're just new, and some of these dealers have not heard of us yet, so they're looking at, hey, you know, how are you going to make people come in the store and ask for these products? So that's where we've really just worked on this year, upping our marketing game and, you know, becoming more known throughout the industry just to...
Is there an advantage to, you know, I don't know this, so nobody take this the wrong way. I'm just asking the question. I don't know the answer. Is there an advantage to using that network, or is it better just to sell direct and call it a day?
Man, sometimes it makes you wonder.
I just wonder, because you have the marketing capabilities online. People buy things online all the time. It's almost become hot. Your product, my product, are kind of commodities that you can ship. They're easy to, like, you know, it's not something you have to see in the store. You know what I'm saying? Like, to buy it, you can go online, watch videos on Impact Shots. You know, there's a lot of marketing that can happen online for something like this. And that's why I was just wondering, like, is there a huge advantage to doing it in the shops? Because now you're in the shops, you also go against all the big guys, the Rage, G5, right? So you're almost like at a little bit of a disadvantage. And, you know, but again, when you sell these, I mean, are most companies buying like 12 at a time, six packs at a time, or a lot more?
You know, I guess it really depends on the dealer and just what they move for actual volume. We've had new dealers order, you know, several hundred sets.
Wow.
And then and these are stores that have, you know, a little bigger locations and stuff like that.
That's pretty
cool.
Then,
you know, on average, I would say, people bring in a dozen of each model and just kind of see how they do. And then, you know, if they sell, they'll reorder. And that's one good thing, is we're able to, you know, we have a pretty good inventory where, you know, if they sell out by, you know, August, we're shipping more out to them, you know. And
the good thing is they're buying it in one buy, right? So I guess, like, we're online, you got to sell to 700 consumers. They're buying in one buy.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, the big numbers certainly help when you're looking, especially to get those orders early in the year. You can plan out your whole year, your budget, and stuff like that. I see why a lot of companies do go factory direct.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you kind of take that middleman out of the picture. You know, I think we're probably going to remain dealer-based. We did start factory direct, you know, during COVID and stuff, because we didn't have an option to go out and pound the pavement, really, and get into the shops. But, you know, I definitely see, you know, you can give a little bit better deal back to the consumer when you're doing factory direct. There's a lot less headaches involved, probably, and you're more in control of everything, I would say. But
whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Just you know, we're big on supporting the pro shops and, and the dealers. You know, that's kind of the root of archery.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, to support the dealer and stuff is big for us to continue to offer this at retail.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, as long as they're buying it, right? And it's moving and people are happy with it. And 700 is a lot. So, I mean, yeah, if they're buying 700 at a time, that's a really good win for you guys, because not only is it, you know, move a lot of product, but you're also getting a lot of product in front of people all over the place, right? Yep. So, yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's just one of those. And broadheads are interesting because, like I said yesterday on the show we were on, if you make one mistake or someone makes a mistake, they blame you. It's like there's no way around it. You're getting blamed. And it's like it kind of sucks because really it could be the user. And I'll give an example of this. Like, so it must have been 3 years ago now. I was shooting at this buck. I had a Rage on the top of my. Now, to go backwards a little bit, I've used Rage in many situations, and I've got a lot of very good kills with them. No problem. But this one situation, I had this deer at like 5 yards under me, right? So I did this draw, and I'm like this, and I'm trying to lean over, and I shoot it, and it hits it right on that, like, you know, the bone's coming down the rib, right? And it doesn't go in much. It goes in like this far. And I'm like, really? And I was kind of mad about it, you know, and I know it was my fault because it wasn't really a good shot. It was a bad shot to begin with. But I kind of thought in my mind, like, okay, well, but if that was a fixed blade broadhead, I probably would have ballooned right through that instead of had that issue where it stopped that short. So I kind of got upset and I switched to a fixed and I smoked like 3 deer right after that. But, you know, but again, the situation gave me a little quick bad taste in my mouth. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I got to switch my head, you know, so it does put a little pressure on you because unfortunately it's nothing you can do. It's out of your hands, but
yeah,
you can
only
hope.
Control.
You can only hope that you don't have the situation, but show me some of the heads and let's see what you got for the fix too, real quick.
Yeah. I am so, curious. Our fix models are here. The FX4, that was the third head we actually designed and launched there. This was the first fixed head we launched. That's the FXD. That's a two blade. That's on a modular ferrule. You can turn that into the expandable. Mm-hmm. The blades are interchangeable and you can turn it into actually both of our expandables. Same ferrule, but you'll kind of see throughout our tips or throughout our heads, the tip is all pretty much the same. This one's a little shorter, but they're all 416 stainless steel. They got four side chisel tip on there, and they're really just designed to punch your bone, even with the expandables. You know, that's because, you know, your experience you just mentioned there, we in the past have had some issues with getting expandables to go through shoulders, and so we wanted to put a head on an expandable that would punch through bone, you know, and allow these blades to cut through and you know, get past that shoulder if needed or past ribs and stuff like that. And these expandables have done a really good job of it. Really the goal with all these heads here was to beef them up, make them hold up to hard impacts, bones. The blades are a little thicker than some of the competitors. They're 39 thousandths thick. It's a 70-75 aluminum ferrule across the board. And like I mentioned, the tips are all the same. So these are the four models we have now. This was the new one we launched at ATA recently. That's the HXB.
So does this have different blades on it? It looks like the blades looks different than this one.
They are, yep. That's an inch 850 cut on that, and that's 2 1/4 inch cut here.
Got it, okay.
So, yep, and about 2/3 of the way down, you'll see it kind of sweeps back a little bit there. That angle changes. That's just for better penetration. And we tested this through the fall, and man, the blood trails we're seeing on this thing are insane. because being a rear deploy like this, you get kind of that slap cut on entry. Mm-hmm. And so when that releases, it's actually cutting about like that on impact and before it falls into its resting place there. But we're seeing like 3-inch entry wounds.
How does the clips work up there?
So that's our spring retention collar. I have a little tool that helps putting this in. Sometimes you're able to do it by finger too, but this tip holds it in place. You just kind of loosen the tip up, push these blades up, and actually this one's broken off because we've been using it, but there's supposed to be a longer tab on one of these that allows you to put the longer tab in first, and then you're able to put the small one in, but it just kind of rotates in here and the tip holds it in place. And what it actually does, it gives you a spring action on your blade. So when you're bouncing those around, they don't want to just pop open on you.
Oh, so when it impacts, it's going to slide off that clip.
It actually breaks them right off.
Yep. Got it.
3.8 pounds of force breaks that right free. And
that's cool. Gives you the deployed state. That tip is amazing.
Yeah, it does the job like you think it would. I mean, it's designed to clear bone out of the way.
So out of all these, is there any that you can or cannot shoot out of crossbow?
No, they're all crossbow rated. We rate them to 450 feet per second. Wow. I know some of those crossbows are getting up in that 500 range and stuff. So we're looking at some other options there.
You mean that one over there?
Oh, you've got one. Yeah. 550. Yeah, they're wicked fast.
The 515, I found out the 515 is, we're talking about the TRX 515 from 10 Point. It is 515 feet per second with a 400 grain arrow. Yep. They actually ship with a 450. So it's actually still hitting 500 with that arrow. So it's still powerful. I'm just saying. Because we did the test, we're like, 500? Something don't seem right. And then we're like, oh, wait a minute. So, of course, you got to read all the details. Where does it say? And I try to call them. No one answered. I'm like, right there, 400. You know, because they always do that. They like to. But, you know, it can hit it. You know, I don't think people would want to use that light of an arrow, but maybe. Never know. I guess
it's wicked fast. I don't know. I mean.
Yeah.
It's crazy how far they've come.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're looking into some more crossbow options. These are crossbow rated, but they're the standard diameter of a hunting arrow. So we're looking into a crossbow bolt match grade, you know, so you don't have that little lip there, I suppose. And we're also looking into some titanium versions. Obviously, that comes with an increased cost and stuff. But just if these crossbows continue to climb and exceed 500 feet per second, you know, that's where, you know, we've had really good strength out of these. They are aluminum heads, but I think once you start getting up to that speed is when you want to start thinking about a steel or titanium.
This one's awesome. I think that is just amazing.
Yeah, we sell a ton of that head right there.
This head to me is like got it all. That's like, wow, that's just a lot going on there.
Yeah.
What's this one called again?
That's the FX4, and that's got an inch and eighth main blade and a 3/4 inch bleeder on that. And we designed that thing to fly true.
Are these blades one blade?
Nope. Those actually, that tip comes off and those slide out and they just mate together.
Okay.
Is all they do. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it's a real simple system there. Fully replaceable though. That's kind of our category, I guess, is, you know, we get asked if we'll ever design a solid one piece, you know, a head you can sharpen. And I don't know if we'll go down that road or not. We're kind of sticking in the replaceable blade lane.
So what are you thinking as far as like, so basically what you're saying is the focus might move a little bit to crossbow at some point or just crossbow?
Probably not just strictly crossbow, but I think we will at some point offer an actual crossbow specific head, you know, that is a match grade, outer diameter on that.
I noticed that you're able to hit a BHP specific one, so you are able to like laser cut or something, different names than these, right?
Yeah, that's something we offered new at ATA this year.
Kinda cool.
We did a dealer customization. It was a special at ATA to like where that. The shop comes in and they want to have their name on our broadheads. Mm-hmm. It was a deal we had running and they were able to, you know, and actually it was a pretty big hit too. We had a lot of dealers take us up on that and they're having their store name put on the heads. So
kind of a weird question, but can you do, you probably don't offer this right now, but just the question of can you do it? Could this blade be a different color, the ferro?
The ferros can. Yep.
So you could make that orange, the ferro?
Yeah. Yep. We can anodize any color. We've kind of contemplated going back and forth.
That's a good idea.
Blue's kind.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.